Hello, connoisseurs. Welcome to the mob. This is Marcus Onesimus Boston. I'm your black, blessed, and highly favored host of Cognac Corner, the podcast with real conversations with real people about love, sex, and relationships, all fueled by cognac. You are a few moments away from the hearing of the newest episode, but don't forget to get all past episodes and merch from cognaccorner.com. Subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcast from. Also, follow me on all socials at MoBoston314. Again, that's M-O Boston 314. Now, pour yourself a glass and enjoy the show. Welcome back, motherfucking connoisseurs. Shit, man. They saying it's gonna get cool. My ass is sweating like, and we in a fucking sub-Saharan Africa. My God. I am Marcus Onesimus Boston, podcast, Poppy Podcast, Zaddy. This is Cognac Corner, real conversation, real people about love, sex, relationships, all fueled by cognac. Yes, round of applause. Is your headphones cool? I can turn them down. Okay, good. Okay. Oh, shit, look what we got in the motherfucking building. Look at God, man.
One day, long time coming.
We look back at this, man. We got so much shit to catch up on because we been in the dirt before it was cool. Woo! In the motherfucking dirt. We have Paul. Oh shit! Let me push the button. I'm fucking up church. We have Paul, motherfucking money in the house. Round of applause, y'all. Right Paul, how you doing, man? I'm glad you made time coming to Cognac Corner.
I'm blessed.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We are blessed, man. Me and Paul have known each other since I was in my early 20s. I had a whole nother name.
D-Boy.
Out here.
D-Boy.
That's the thing about changing aliases. Nobody really, only certain people make it that far to tell.
Damn right.
Everybody else don't know nothing. So you know what I tell you. If you wasn't there, you're like, this ain't my first time with these locks. Yeah, my first time down the street, they better ask somebody about me. Ooh, do you believe Amanda has children? Mm. Two of them and a whole husband.
It could have been yours.
Fuck! Why would you even say that, sir? That was unnecessary. You some bitch. Woo. Wow! I can't believe you just said. I can't believe you did that. Wow! You did that. Okay, you did that. Right? You nailed that one to the wall. Could you hit me that battery out of the socket? The silver part. Yeah. The whole thing out. Yep. That worked. Man, that's rude, but she has two children, two whole babies, and a whole husband. Mm. And, I'm proud of them. You know, I wouldn't have put no money on it, but.
Me either.
Shit. That's why you live long enough, you'll see everything you need to see. Live long enough. All right, Paul, motherfucking money. Damn. Car, you know, we used to call him. He used to call a carcass. That was so bad. Carcass. I was so bad. I was such a bad person. I am such a bad person.
Terrible.
Oh, I'm so bad. I love you, girl. Had a great wedding. Drank my ass off. Had a hell of a time. Good times. Still couldn't believe it was happening, but never mind. Oh, we'll get to that. All right, here we go. That's part of the
greetings and welcome. I want
to
play a game.
60 motherfucking shots brought to you by Big Stew Film. Big Stew makes you look better than you deserve. Find Big Stew at BigStew.com and all your socials, Big Stew Films. All right, here we go, Paul. Question number one. Most compatible and least compatible zodiac sign.
Most compatible zodiac sign. Pisces versus Pisces. I love them. I think if you stick with the same zodiac sign, You know what to expect from each other.
Oh, I can't. That's horrible. I don't want to deal with me. Fuck no.
I love me. I love me.
No, I'm a horrible person.
I love a female. I found me a perfect female version of me.
Again?
Damn.
I got your ass. I'm like,
damn. God, damn. Shots fired.
Welcome to Cognac motherfucking corner. Throwback edition. It's Throwback Thursday. Paul Money, I'm a throwback motherfucking Thursday. God, this is great. Oh, you couldn't script this. You couldn't believe it. So you say Pisces and Pisces is a good idea because you are Pisces.
Or Aquarius and Aquarius or Cancer Cancer. What are you? I'm a Pisces.
Okay,
Pisces.
So you've had your longest and most enjoyable moments were with another Pisces.
My most memorable moments, not longest, but memorable moments is with the Pisces, yes. I will say so.
So I'm assuming whoever you caping for.
Yeah,
she's a Pisces.
Pisces.
That's why you got somebody to cape for. I'm not caping for
nobody.
I love
my Leos. I love my Aquarius and everybody else. I love all y'all bitches. But I'm just saying, right now.
Right.
At the right now moment, Pisces. Just...
Yeah. Again, I hear you.
All right.
Yeah, it's the last time. Do you believe in soulmates or twin flames? I'm setting you up motherfucking softball, boy. Go ahead. Keep on capping.
Do I believe in soulmate or what?
Twin flames.
What's that mean?
Same shit. Some friend of mine. Shooting this nigga Bell because she run out of time and talk about he great. He gave you Corona and then didn't say shit for 6 weeks. That's the motherfucker you going back to? That's your twin flame? No, you run out of time is what it is. You realize you're 40 with 3 kids and your youngest is 2. Your oldest is 28. You doing the math.
I like the soulmate. I stick with that story fucked up the twin flame. So I stick with the soulmate.
Bell will say, nah, you know what? I'm going to stay right here.
I'll stick
this
with
this
the soulmate.
This is my exit.
Yeah.
This is my turn.
Not with it.
She was shooting that nigga all big. I was just sitting there for like, I'm on FaceTime too. I'm forgetting she can see my face. Like, you see my face? This is some bullshit you shoot before Green's run out of time. Whatever. Quickie in the car or the bathroom. Which is better?
Quickie or the car or the bathroom. I need some space. I need the bathroom. I'm trying to put that bitch legs all the way up. I need the bathroom. I'm sorry. I can't do the car, my dude. I hate the car. Mm-mm. That ain't my thing. I mean, I'll do it if I'm a little tipsy off this cognac, but nah.
Yeah. I hear you.
I need a bathroom.
Yeah, I ain't got the car yet big enough, so I don't even I tried. That shit was stupid. I said, this is stupid. I got a Charlie horse now and shit. Let me get mad at this fucking car. We have to wait.
Right. Your big ass, you need a truck.
That's what I'm saying. Like, no, this is stupid. Why am I doing this goddamn? What are we doing back here? This like, who car is this? Beach or mountains?
Huh?
You prefer beach or mountains?
I haven't done neither, but I'm going to be on the beach real soon. So we're going to try the beach shit.
You're going to find out.
I'm going to find out.
Can men and women just be friends?
No. Experience? No. You cannot have a man. A female cannot have a male friend and say, "Oh, that's just my friend," because he's waiting for me to fuck up so he can take my spot. So no, ain't no male, female, no. No, sir.
So you sound like you've also been and also been the guy waiting too, huh?
I've been that guy waiting. I've been the best friend. The situation. I'm in a situationship right now where I was just the best friend. Waiting for my time to slide and my motherfucking ass back in. And now I'm in. So I've been in that situation. We all been in a situation. Yes.
Nope. Oh, shit.
Down.
Get it with that.
I wish I could hear the sound effects on here. Fucking sound effects is life.
I paid good money for this Ferrari. Goddamn, we gonna use this.
Damn.
And then sometimes you'd be like,
"Now fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch."
That's when she can exit left. Damn it. All right. I agree. I'm not to be trusted. All my best friends that I slept with, we ain't friends no more. The only ones that we still cool with, I was actually just friends. Like, I always saw her as my sister from jump. She never, I had no ulterior motive at all. You know, I had none. How many of your
friends? I fucked all my best friends. I'm sorry.
You gotta ruin my
best. I ain't got no more best friends. I'm sorry.
How many of this is a good question. How many of your opposite sex friends have you been with? Yeah, still friends.
95% of them. Almost all of them. All of them. And why you say opposite sex? That's not a given. You don't say opposite sex sometimes. Throw me a curveball. How many of them? Opposite sex, no. Only opposite sex. I only go for opposite sex, my nigga. Only opposite sex. Nothing more, nothing less.
Now you gonna give me no "I got your questions"? I see you, DJ Vlad. Media trained.
Right.
Which is better, a tongue ring or a clit ring?
Tongue ring. I like both of them motherfuckers, but do I like it in her mouth or mine, I guess, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Do I like it in her mouth or mine? I like it in her mouth because that motherfucker might be crusty, rusty, rusty. And I don't want that motherfucking crusty shit in my mouth. So I'm going to say tongue ring because I don't want that. Motherfuckers don't change out their motherfucking click ring all the time. Motherfucker might be crusty. I'm cool.
Oh,
so.
Man, that's tough. Yeah. That'd be fair enough. That's a good point. Yeah. Drunk sex or high sex?
Drunk sex or what?
Drunk sex or high sex?
I don't smoke, so drunk sex.
Would you rather have a virgin or a porn star?
I like that shit tight, so I'm going to stick with the virgins.
Why do you assume that the professional is not maintained and well put together? You like professional plumbers. You a professional DJ.
I'm a professional plumber because I lay the pipe, but no, that don't mean. That don't mean, no. Mm-mm. I stick with the virgins. I love the virgins.
You're a teacher. You like, you a giver. Now you like to teach.
I like to teach them.
You like to get back to the community.
I'm a leader, not a follower. I'm a leader, not a follower. Okay. I like to lead the pack. I'm trying to open it up for everybody else. So cheers to that.
Cardi B or Nicki?
Cardi B or Nicki? Nicki, I love that ass. I had to go with Nicki. I love Cardi B, but Nicki was my number one fan. I'm her number one fan, so yep, I stick with my Nicki.
Have you ever been cheated on?
Have I ever been cheated on? Everybody has.
Correct. That is correct. Some people know they in a whole poly relationship. Don't even know it.
So I was in lawyer.
I've shared a wife with a husband before. Happens.
I shared a wife with a husband too before. It happens. And you watching, so you know I'm talking about your ass.
No.
You watching, and you keep commenting.
Oh, no.
I'm talking about you.
Oh, no. Do we need to call her on the phone?
We're not going to call her right now. We're not going to call her right now.
Hotline?
I don't want to hotline her out right now. We keep her silent.
White liquor or dark liquor?
Dark. All dark. Cognac.
Yeah.
Crown Apple.
Yeah.
Because of you.
Yeah, man.
Crown Apple because of you.
Crown Apple is the shit.
I cannot stop Crown Apple all my life.
It's so good.
I turned into a Remy boy, so I do Remy now. So, but yep.
Condoms or Plan Bs?
Condoms or Plan Bs? I'm gonna be broke, but I like the feeling, so I'll stick with the Plan B. I'm gonna be broke. I've been broke with the motherfuckers before. But yeah.
Come in like this.
I'm dead.
Where we at? The favorite position.
My favorite position.
I heard some bullshit coming. KonyaCorn.com, man. Y'all can find us at KonyaCorn.com. Sign up for the email list. Find me everywhere I'm at. You know, on the interwebs, all that shit. Come on, man. What's your favorite position?
I want a nasty man. I want to feel a spinal cord. I'm hitting it from the back.
Spinal cord.
I'm hitting it from the back. Fuck it.
Oh shit. Oh man. I didn't have my tunes ready. I was supposed to. Dang, I was fucking up. I was a spinal tap.
Spinal tap.
I've had my fucking gut masters. Then had 24 here. I was talking about, what he say? He said, some bullshit. He said, pinned to the cross.
We said, pinned to the cross.
Who's going to the church? Shout out to 24, man. That shit was good.
My dude.
It is up now. That shit is entertaining. That shit was entertaining. I mean, he went to church. He was sitting. I said, "What you saying, man?" I said, "Fuck the mic. Just say it. You can't hear what you're saying, but go ahead."
24, you a fucking fool, bro. Man, what is wrong with you?
What a great time that was.
That was a great time.
What's the youngest and oldest woman you ever been with?
The youngest I've been with is, I mean, that's kind of a weird question.
I mean, like, as an adult,
as my age right now.
Yeah,
I would never go under 25 because I'm not gonna tell you my age, but I would never go under 25 ever. I'm good.
That's fair.
I won't go over 25. Because
a 25-year woman is really like 30.
And
usually.
And the oldest, depends on how much money she got. Shit, I ain't got no preference. She got money, she got a check, bro, for a check.
But to this day, like, my oldest like 52.
My oldest is 43.
Yeah, that's a strong. Yeah, them 40s are strong, man. I love them 40s.
Them 40s is freaky, boy.
Them
40s be busting.
They know who they are. Ain't no guesswork.
They be busting, bro. I swear. Woo! And I work at the liquor store with all the 40s. You hear me?
I know you be shooting your shot.
No, they shoot their shot, but they be, oh, yeah, yeah. I'm in the hood. Shout out to Rocker. Rocker Food Mart. I see y'all.
Favorite sex food.
Favorite sex food.
So food you would like to use during sex. Like, people keep getting hung up on this damn question.
Favorite sex food. I don't want to chew on nothing, so I'll say some chocolate or some whipped cream or something like that. Because I ain't trying to do no strawberries. I ain't trying to chew on nothing while I'm trying to lick that. Yeah, you know, but... So, yeah.
Chocolate. And that shit you do at a hotel. You can't do that shit at home. Because I ain't clean this shit up.
I ain't clean that shit up either. Fuck that.
My housekeeper, it's a tip because I fucked all that bed. That bed, it looked fucked up. That motherfucker fucked up.
Fucked up.
The one that looked very clean, that's where we slept. So, that ain't we new mother. That side over there, man, here's a 50. I apologize. I ain't supposed to be here. I ain't supposed to be here. She's happy in town for work.
Swear to God.
I was minding my goddamn business.
Right, right.
What do you prefer, a bar or a club?
Club. I love the clubs. I am the king of the clubs. I love you. Hey, I love you, DJ Q, but I'm the real king of the fucking clubs. I'm the king of the clubs.
Oh.
Since Inca Hoots. King of the clubs.
Wow.
Since Inca Hoots. If y'all might be too young on this Facebook to remember Inca Hoots.
Inca Hoots.
Inca Hoots is where I started. I started at Inca Hoots. I did Nellyville and Inca Hoots. That's where I started at.
Man.
That's where I started Inca Hoots. It's my life.
I can't believe you just said that.
Inca Hoots is my life. That's what started me DJing. That's what started me doing everything.
Wow. Wow. You really did bring up Inca Hoots. Yep. That is the truth. Wow. That was my shit.
Inca Hoots was the shit.
God, when the landing was somewhere to be.
I went to Inca Hoots, right? And then I went back a few years later, and I'm praising God in that mug because it's called Faith Church. Like,
y'all bought a seat in this motherfucker. Y'all bought Y'all caught a vessel of sin.
Vessel of sin. I walked in there and said,
not a saving hose.
I said, I got hair right there.
Yeah.
Pastor, I got hair right there.
Make sure y'all clean this place very thoroughly.
Make sure y'all clean this motherfucker and put all the holy water.
Man.
All the holy water
bring
in this
bring
motherfucker.
Out the hose.
I swear to God.
Bring out the hose. Martin the Fresh Prince.
Martin the Fresh Prince. I say Martin.
I think so, too. I think even now, especially now, being a three-fourths of adult, all that good stuff.
Yep, I say Martin.
Yeah. He fucked up that sound. Fuck you. Fucked up the moment, Mr. Producer Man. Yeah, Martin, my shit. I like when Martin come on a BET later. I watch this. It's just funny. Pam. I just hate how to end it. I hate how they was like never in a shot again. It was more like then Pam started getting whole episodes and shit. I was like, where the fuck is the people that supposed to be in the show? And then he got fly as motherfucker dressing. So I think he got fly. Now he grown. He got to
fly.
He got fly at the end. He got grown at the end. He was like,
right.
All that jersey shit was out of there. He was all suits and that. I got money now. I'm smooth. He signed the wall. Oh, I cry every time. When you sign that wall, leave. I said, damn, it's over.
Terrible.
Both them fucking enders was fucking tear jerkers.
All right.
Martin's and Fresh Prince. Fresh Prince is sitting in the empty ass room in them Carolina, with them 11s, patent 11s. Ah, it's over. Terrible. God damn, they hate on us, man. God damn, now I'm upset. Now I done hit a nerve. All right, back to the goddamn show. What do you prefer, fake nails or natural nails?
I love natural. I love everything natural. My chick is 100% natural.
Shooting.
Queen.
Boy, he's shooting.
Oh, God.
I'm
not going to know who she is because I'm not finna put it out there, but
he's loaded. Natural. He is loaded. He
natural.
Came to play. He
I came to play. Play. Natural. I take all natural.
He came to play. He purging you hoes out of his life. He found his queen. He purging.
Make sure you get that pedicure done, though. You need the pedicure done, though.
Price to pay for salvation.
All that little salvation. Give him some salvation. When was the first time you fell in love?
First time I fell in love. Woo! And her mama just logged on. Hi, Miss Linda. How you doing? Miss Linda Beach. The first time I fell in love, Brittany motherfucking Hun.
Oh, wow.
I'm putting her name out. Brittany Hunt, because your mama logged in, so I got to tell them. First time I fell in love, Brittany Hunt.
You should know who Casey is. She's too young.
I wish I could hear this. You need an outside speaker.
They listen to this episode. They hear it. God damn it. Oh, hey, God damn it. That's because it's a little bit low.
That's what I did today.
Oh. Those were the words I said to you. Back to the show. When was the first time you had sex?
First time I had sex. Same girl. Same lover. Brittany Hunn. Sorry, Mom. I got to tell you.
Wow.
First time I had sex was with Brittany Hunn.
Oh, man.
Everybody's saying Brittany Hunn on my thing. Everybody's trying to tag her in my Facebook Live. But, yep. First time was her. What, you want an age or what you want?
When did you start having sex?
I think I was like about 15. 16.
Damn, boy, that's like the average number.
Average.
I think the youngest I had was, I think he said, I want maybe 11 was the youngest.
Who said that? I bet you 24 said that shit, didn't he?
No, 24 was like, I think 13, 14. Still or 12. Nasty. But still, right, it was still
he's
like,
still
you really, you is still guilty. That's still too early. That's still too early. That's still too goddamn early. It was early.
He was a nasty dog.
Don't be throwing no shade. Pornhub or X videos.
Pornhub or X videos. I don't even know what X videos is, so I see.
Yeah,
Pornhub.
I got on the side of that paywall, man.
I got an app. I got an app for Pornhub. I think my subscriptions. I gotta pay that subscription just to.
What's the shortest time between sex partners?
Shortest time between sex partners. Talking about days, hours, or minutes.
Whatever the time. If it's 20 minutes, if it's 2 hours, I mean.
10 minutes.
Oh no!
10 minutes. On to the next.
Oh no! Oh no! Oh no! Oh no! Oh no! Oh no!
But that's called a threesome though.
Oh well, no! I'm talking about like she leaves and somebody else comes over. Yeah, a whole different person.
I gotta wash them off. So a day, I say a day.
Okay. Well, yeah, threesome makes sense. Y'all still in the same. Yeah, yeah. That don't count. I'm talking about like she leaves, and somebody else come over to hang out.
Oh yeah, yeah. I gotta wash my shit off. That shit nasty. I'm not missing nasty, man. Hold up. Shots fired, 24.
I love
24.
Right here.
Hi, Brittany. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Oh man. Wow. That's funny. You's a respectful nasty.
Yeah,
man.
I'm a respectful nasty. Respectful nasty.
Natural hair or fake hair?
Natural. I like all natural. All natural. I don't like fake hair. No, sir. At all. Period.
You caving your ass off, boy. I guess this one is all natural.
I don't like natural hair. I hate weave. Shout out to my black girls. I love y'all.
Shout out to the queens, man. Queens will save your life, man.
But let me tell you, I love my queens. You hear me? I ain't been with many of them. So
me neither,
that's
man.
That's why I said.
Go ahead, Kate. Celebrate it.
So that's what I'm saying. I'm saying natural. I keep saying natural, 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 natural because I grew up. How old are you?
I'm
35,
36
okay, so,
in December.
So we the same age, okay? So I'm putting my age out there, plug it. I don't care. No more. So I grew up around him in my younger ages.
Yeah.
And he made me think and come to believe white girls had that cookie.
Oh, wait.
So let me finish.
Caesar's in the building. What's up, C?
So let me finish. So I've been around white girls. I've been around white girls my entire life. I'm from St. Charles, Missouri. I'm from St. Charles. I have been around white girls. So all I know is natural. I'm going to keep it 1,000 with y'all. So I keep saying natural, natural, natural. Y'all keep it. I'm capping. Everybody says cap, 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 cap. I'm not capping. I've been around natural. Thanks to D-Boy.
I'm trying to figure out, should I co-sign it? Are you coming for me?
I'm not coming for you. I'm just saying, you...
I mean, we had. I did. I did 15 hard years on cocaine. Like I did 15 hard years on white girls. 15 hard. You was there. Woo. You was there.
I was there.
And it's probably the last 5 years I've been.
I love my black queens. I swear to God.
I mean, I'm working on it. I'm gonna get home, man. I'm gonna get home. I'm working on it to get home. You know, it's a process. But that 15 hard years.
She said white girls wear weave too. I pull that shit. They got that silky. I pull that shit right on out. Make her wear weave. That shit come right on out. Y'all sold y'all shit in. Black girls sold they shit in. White girls, they just. Hey, Becky. No, I pull that shit right on out. Y'all thought I was playing. Think it's a game.
It's the remix, baby. Yeah. We get to the hook. I need to hit it.
Christina Aguilera.
I love my queens.
I love my queens.
I appreciate y'all. Y'all so,
I love my queens. I
had so strong. It's ridiculous.
D-Boy, I think I sent you one time. I think you sent me one time with the queen, okay?
Uh-huh.
You remember her back in the day. I seen you at. What's the street? It's a Sular across the street. I always see you there.
Social House. Oh, 101.
I always see you 101. I brought a black girl in there.
Mm-hmm.
Queen. I'm not going to say a black girl. I don't like saying black girl. I bought a black girl.
Tony.
Oh, sorry. That's her name. That's her name. I'm pinning everybody out there.
Chatty Patty.
So check me out. After her, I said, I'm done. I'm sorry. She fucked it up for everybody. I walked out of the eyes, had busted car windows, had flat tires, had hoe written on my car.
I mean, it's not really
lipstick,
like
all types of stuff, bro. I can't deal.
It shouldn't hurt. She should damage your property.
Can't deal.
Yeah, man. I remember that. She was fine too.
Tony was bad.
She was the baddest. Tony was bad.
Bad.
Woo, but yeah, she crazy.
But that shit up there.
But I mean, all the women I've known you to be around, or I catch you with, would be crazy, but always bad. Bad and crazy. I said, he good, man.
I had the baddest bitches, I swear to God, but they all end up.
He paid for
crazy. Let me be honest. Since y'all saying be honest, okay, yes, I made them crazy. Who cares? Nobody fucking cares. This is my show right now. Nobody fucking care what y'all think right now. This is Paul's show. So let me tell my story how I want to tell it. While y'all talking all shit on Facebook Live, okay? Thank you. Back to our conversation.
It's the money show.
The fuck? I could lie if I want to lie. The hell? I know I made them crazy. Nobody cares.
It's the motherfucking money show. God damn it. You tell a motherfucker. Shoot. Where my gun shot at? Throw me the thing.
What?
Fuck. Throw me my thing. I think we soft out here. Fuck that. Shit, I don't know what question was that. Oh, threesome or orgy?
We did that threesome. Oh, we didn't do that one.
Which do you prefer? Choose a side.
Threesome. I never did an orgy before, and I would say I never did a threesome before, but this new little thing I got, boy. Let me tell you something. Hey, boy. I love Pisces, bro. Pisces is some freaks, bro. Y'all is some freaks.
Wow. Woo! Is that right? Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, sir.
That's what you're telling me.
I love them. You're running through them, baby.
Tell the truth, shame the devil.
Shame the devil.
Are you a cuddle monster or a beast? A bitch, get off me.
Bitch, get off me. I do not like being, but I'm sleeping. Let me sleep. I work 14 hours a day, every single freaking day, not counting DJ life. So if I come home, I give you some dick, let me sleep. That's right. I wish I could hear this shit.
Life is fun. This is one of the coldest songs that nobody know. This Case and Joe record is.
I love it.
That's a dun-dun.
I love it.
That's a dun-dun.
Swear to God.
If they don't get her excited when she hear that, she ain't the one.
Not at all.
That's the litmus test right there. That is the litmus test. All right, she don't know no Cam. Not Cam Newton, motherfucker.
They love that Cam Newton, boy.
That boy nuts. That boy is next level. I say, go ahead, man. Fuck it. Fuck it up. Fuck it up. Fuck it up. A favorite porn category.
A favorite what?
Favorite porn category.
Favorite porn category.
Yeah.
I help.
Okay, well, you missed the freaky man, right? You living your best life, so I should just scratch it off the list.
Yeah.
Nas or Jay-Z?
Nas or Jay-Z? Jay-Z.
I mean, there's no, that's not
Jay-Z.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean.
Absolutely.
I mean.
He keep going and going and going. Nas, you cut off at a certain point of your life.
But he did some good investments recently.
But your show is the truth. Nas, I love you. Love it, love it, love it, love it. Love the this thing they had going on. Love it all. But Jay-Z, 100%.
They do an album hard, too.
Love it.
People don't know about this album, too. This shit is hard. Here we go. Tell us really. What's up? Party Mobile. Hmm? Party Mobile go hard. I love this shit.
Touch me, touch me, and remind me.
Hey, the Instagram fighter, ready, boy. All right, back to the show. I don't know. I swear for God, I don't think I can date younger than like 30. Because I would love to hang around like a high maintenance, like that kind of chick. But like, that seems like a lot. I get offended with my regular friends when we take pictures. I'm like, okay, look, I'm not be cameraman. All these styles and fucking pictures. Don't I would like your shit, but I'm not gonna help you do this shit now. Right, goddamn. Right, right, right. I appreciate the work you put in, but I'm not gonna work for you.
Right.
I want you to get your money, but hey, leave me alone. You talk to me, you done with that bullshit. I'm on this hell. Couch. I'm out of my business reading this goddamn book. You like wedges or heels?
Wedges or heels? God damn, I love this question. This is probably my favorite question. Ladies, take notice. Okay? And my girl gonna hate me for saying this, but I always try to flick her curveball. Like, baby, wear the heels. Baby, wear the heels. Wedges is so 1999. Don't wear no motherfucking wedges. Don't wear no wedges. Wedges is old. But nobody wanna see that fucking tall ass shit. Heels is the truth. Be a lady. They hurt your feet. Bitch, walk. You'll be all right. Let's go.
Hey! Man, she don't know that song. She too young for you. Young. God, that's a record young. Right that's there. That shit go hard. Apple think they know me. Don't tell me what I'm want to listen to. R&B this. I think they know me. I think they know me, and they do.
That's DJ Sexual Chocolate right there, baby.
Ah, shit. Okay, we doing good.
Dominique, I love your wedges. I'm sorry.
Hey, y'all. Hey, guys. Everybody that's on Paul's ass, everybody going to be on Paul's ass after this. Wait till it come out. Don't be a hey.
50,000 on my head is disrespect. Hey, so offended that I had to double check. Hey, I'ma always take the money over sex.
Get the tune into the podcast. You're probably thinking why I'm dancing. This
vibe. Why is he crazy? Because I produce a great show. Goddamn it. Sorry, let me.
You can't hear everything.
You can't hear what's important. Goddamn it. All right, where we at?
I got a question for you.
Please shoot at me, dog.
Question for somebody that said,
bang, bang.
Why can't you say wedges, heels, or cowboy boots? Who the fuck wear cowboy boots?
Who the fuck, white girl? Who the fuck wear cowboy boots?
Nobody wear cowboy boots.
Yeah, I don't even think about Nobody. Cowboy boots. I live in the city.
Nobody.
Yeah, I'm in the city. I'm sorry.
Thank you. Next question.
Yeah, I don't even. Thank you, Megan. Appreciate it, Megan. That's a Megan-ass question. Megan be bad though. I've had some fun Megans in my life.
I love them cowboy boots and motherfucking.
Look at your capping ass. But yes, I'm sorry, Megan. We get you on the show, Megan. We can then I'll add that question. How about that, Megan? Call me at corner.com.
Oh, you hear me?
PC or Apple? What you prefer? PC Apple. Or Apple?
I'm an Apple man.
I'm an Apple hoe too.
I'm Apple.
Steve Jobs can have all my money.
I don't even know what PC is.
Disgusting.
Is that Android?
Yeah, all that shit nasty.
Disgusting. I don't even know what PC is.
Ew.
100% Apple.
I really judge people when I see a green box. I'm like, damn, she could have been the one, but this green box
God
worked.
Damn.
I see a blue box. I was like, oh, shit.
That's what that shit means?
Yeah. It's iChat. So, like, it's a blue box, but they got an iPhone.
We have a mutual friend, Miss Burgos. That fucking Android you be texting me on. He just called you out. That's a fucking Android.
Oh, we got to call AB. We got to call AB.
We got to call AB. I love AB.
When we get to the hotline, we get to the hotline section. We got some time. I got to call AB. AB, that's a legend.
She's a legend.
She's
a legend in these streets, baby.
AB has the eye of the tiger. God damn. I'm going to get AB on one day. We'll get on one day. But that's the eye of the tiger, no question. AB's a legend.
Make sure I'm sitting right there. Right there.
Oh, yeah. You can sit right there. I got all the equipment.
You need AB and Amanda. Everybody here. Ooh. AB's sister got to have a baby, too. And too.
Beatrice.
That was.
I'm not even going to say that. I'm going to leave that one. Next question. Move right along.
Because that's worse than the.
That was funny. You could open a whole nother can. She's going to call me. If we go further, I'm going to stay where I'm at. I like my life.
And she watching us, too.
I know she is. I know she is. I want no smoke. I've seen it. I want no smoke.
No.
I believe in Black Jesus. You like Gucci or Louis?
Louis.
I'm a Louis person, too. Like, I think it's like buying an Audi. Like, Audi's a very beautiful car brand. I can get a BMW. It's cool. I get a Benz, but like Audi has it's clean. It's right. Clean. You can respect me. I'm keeping it light. I could stun you niggas some crazy ass Gucci shit. If I had some Dapper Dan shit, I would rock that.
Right.
But that's bigger than rap. That's culture. That's history.
Right.
So it's way bigger than. But I think outside of that, I like Louis myself. You like to sleep naked or clothed?
Clothed.
Yeah, women sleep naked, which I feel like I got to be ready for some shit.
Check me out. I get cussed out every freaking night for sleeping with clothes on. But I'm comfortable with clothes on. I don't care if it's just a boxers. I got to sleep with some type of clothes on. Yeah. I have to sleep with clothes on. I can't.
Beat her in some boxers. Like, we out of here.
But if I want to suck you in the morning, well, you better pull them drawers down, bitch. Because I can't sleep naked. I can't.
Hell yeah.
Pull the drawers down. Just poke. Every boxer. Women. All men's boxers have a little cut right there. Just poke that motherfucker right on out and suck it.
Right. I'm going to help you. I'm going to lift up. Get rolling.
Just suck the motherfucker. It's cool. It's cool.
You know the best part when she had to lift up with the drawers off? So, ooh, she go, damn.
Ooh,
she said, ooh, God damn, we.
Eyes crossed and everything.
man.
God damn.
Yeah.
It's the quarter past three.
I don't know what y'all missing right now. This is Welcome to the Mob. A Quiet Storm, Cognac Corner. With Paul motherfucker money in the motherfucking building. I remember getting that CD in sophomore year in high school.
Case.
Yeah. Donald Jones. That was Say When They Love So. Oh my God. Hey, Janet Griffin, I want to tell you how much you hurt my feelings in high school. You probably ain't watching. I've seen your life as it spiraled. I hope you're doing well. Your kid's doing good. I think she married, but I don't know you hurt me. I'm going to let you know. I'm mad you didn't choose me then. When I get this Ferrari, I'm going to
look at me now. Look at me now.
You on my list, Janet Griffin. I am. I've said it. It's been said. God damn it. Oh, I probably said way too much. This is what she did to me.
I need to tune in. I'm up here dancing because I got music on my ears. I just can't hear it.
Pretty brown eyes.
You know.
I see it.
Woo!
It's a disguise.
I play too much.
That's my shit. I swear to you, that's my shit. I love them brown eyes.
Mary J. Whitney
I love
Houston.
Your brown eyes. I got to make up because she's just mad at me. I talked about her wedges.
Those stinking ass wedges.
Those stinking ass wedges.
Boo. Where my gun is? I can shoot the motherfuckers. Where my gun at?
God damn. Okay, baby. I'll buy you something that's not wedges.
I have seen some wedges that I was like, oh, those are nice. But rare. That's like 5%. The other 95 are bullshit ass wedges. You might as well wear flats. I'm ready to wear some motherfucking regular ass flats. Just put some thong sandals on from Old Navy. Fuck them wedges. You're same not doing thing. It. You're like wearing it. Kitten heels. Bitch, that's inch heel? Why? Yep. You look stupid. You're getting over 4 inches, you're kidding yourself. Now, if she comes to wearing some shoes with the platform and the heel, oh, she a Hall of Famer. Give her what she want.
Shooting that free throw.
Give her what she want. If she out here comfortable, like she can wear my fucking 4x4 and them fucking, oh yeah, she the one.
Mm-hmm.
That's a professional. Yeah, that's, ooh, I am scared. I am scared. I had one time, and it fucked my life up. So glad she dumped me. That's the best thing she ever did. I went broke because she would have fucked my life up.
Right.
I'd have been a baby daddy right now. Two of them.
Two of them.
But God chose a bigger path for me because, whoo, I tried though. I tried to fuck it up. I so did. All right. Mary J. or Whitney Houston. Shit.
Always been Houston.
No, really?
Always been Houston.
I just would have known you would have said Mary J.
I love Mary J., but I love Whitney Houston. I'm sorry. Always been Houston. Y'all agree? Whitney Houston or Mary J.? That's like saying Monica or Brandy.
That'd be a hell of a tag team match, wouldn't it? Think about it. Whitney Houston and Brandy versus Monica and Mary J. That'd be a hell of a motherfucking celebrity death match.
Yes,
that would be the shit. That's County Brownie in the first of Hood.
Yep, yeah.
Oh, that shit, man.
Lit.
What if they went catalog for catalog? That's a fight. Oh, shit.
Damn.
That's a fight, buddy.
God damn.
Pick a side. You want to marry the girl from the hood, but got all heart. Or you want you a county brownie, but she got good credit. Mm-hmm. Ooh, she going to church and really going to church where old Monica go to church, leaving the strip club. Monica going to fight. She going to shoot. She down all the way. But Brandy and Whitney got lawyers. They got trust funds.
Everything.
They have political clout.
Everything.
They cousin Hillary Banks. Oh, shit.
Killing it.
And then Mary J. and Monica cousin is fucking Tasha from Power. God damn. Oh, I'd have made a whole show. I got to write this show out. Woo. I need some money. We'd have made some shit up. We'd have made some shit up. We can get some money. You like a full bush or bald?
Excuse me? Did he just ask me that question?
On a woman.
If anybody says... full bush, kill yourself. Shoot yourself. Shoot yourself. Full bush? Like, how can you eat a full bush?
Sir, that's people that enjoy.
How?
Natural.
I love natural. But that's not natural, nigga. That is not natural. That's not natural.
Take her as she is. That's her natural.
Oh. So, that's natural to everything? On the arms. Oh.
Bald. Take me.
No.
As I am.
I won't take you as you are. We have to compromise a little bit.
Got to negotiate terms. We have to compromise.
That is.
Negotiations. You got to have negotiations.
Bald.
I agree. You don't want hair on your food, man.
Uh-uh.
And I do the same for you. Like I make sure it's just together for you as well.
I got gas in my teeth, so I've been. No, I'm not with it.
That's a visual, sir. That's a hell of a visual.
I love corn, but that's the same difference. Popcorn? No, Wowzers. No. No, no. No, no hair. No hair. No hair.
Bald. I'm with you. I'm with you, Paul. I agree. I concur. Leggings or sundress?
Leggings or sundress?
That's
the hardest question. I love both of them.
Yeah.
Leggings or sundress?
Yeah, man. KanyeCorn.com, man.
You know what? I'm going to give you an answer and a reason.
Go ahead. It's your show, baby. Money time.
I'm going to say sundress.
Because
I lit that motherfucker right on up. And it's nasty. Going right on down. You ain't missing nasty, man. I'll lift it right on up, Mr. and it's nasty going right on down. Mr. You're yourself. Sundress it is. I'm not trying to pull your pants down, all the extra stuff. If you do the car thing, you know.
I've recently come over to that side to agree. Sundress.
Yeah, it's easy.
I was a leggings person. I mean, I still would look the rear view for some leggings to see. Ain't nothing worse than thighs and hips, no ass.
Right.
That shit is tragic. Tragic. That is tragic.
Tragic.
That is so bad. Like, you see the friend, like, ooh. I think for me, I got to the point, I kept asking myself this question. What I look at first and look at when I look at a woman? I go thighs first, and I work my way up or down.
The first thing I look at when I look at a woman, it's her teeth. And her ass. Let me stop capping. First thing I look at a woman is her ass. And then after I look at her ass, bitch, turn around, let me see your teeth. There we go. Ass, then teeth, because I can't fuck with her. No. Teeth, no. I'm not. What's fucked up about it? I'm not even a kisser. Teeth just disgust me, bro. 95% of people my age have nasty teeth. I'm not saying mine are 100% perfect, but boy, my age, everybody I went to high school with, teeth is not right.
Not right.
Not right.
Paul, keep talking. I don't like another incident. Carry the show. The show now.
So, yeah.
I'll leave you with this question, and then we'll give you a story. I'll give you some homework. Thongs or boy shorts?
Huh?
You like thongs or boy shorts?
Thongs or boy shorts? God dang. Thongs or boy shorts? Which y'all like? Thongs or boy shorts? Which one? Thong? Thong. That ass look good in boy shorts because a lot of women have a little saggy little booty and the boy shorts hold that shit up and tighten that shit up a little bit, you know? Like, it tighten that shit up a little bit. So boy shorts tighten your ass up a little bit. So I say thongs. I like to pull that motherfucker to the side. I got to pull that motherfucker to the side. I love thongs. We love thongs, G-strings and thongs, baby. We love them. G-strings and thongs, what's
up? Everybody on that live is lying.
Yep. But it does depend on your ass. Depends on how your ass is. I will choose boy shorts or thongs.
Depends on that ass.
I'm a 100% ass man.
Justice League or the Avengers? Justice League or the Avengers?
I don't know neither one of them.
Oh, I don't watch movies, guy.
I don't watch movies.
Have you ever been with a married woman? Clearly you have, you hoe.
I am with a married woman. Can I get a toast? Can I please have a toast?
Hell yeah. Dirtbag Nation, baby. DBN.
But that I'm going to say it like this because she's about to cuss me out.
Tell the truth.
She married, but she's in like a...
They're in a separation.
They're in a separation. Mm-hmm. So they're not really married. They're separated. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
I used to... Yeah, man. No, I've been there.
I was first before him. But I was a whore because of you back then.
Whoa.
I was a whore because of him.
Whoa.
He taught my ways.
Wow.
So back then, I was
a
whore. Wow. Back then, I was a whore.
Oh.
And
it
never happened. So, now.
What the fuck?
How you gonna do that to me? How you gonna do that, sir? You are a...
Asshole.
Yeah.
Asshole.
You dirtbag. How the fuck you gonna throw me under the bus? I didn't make you a hoe nothing. I just said you want to go out. I didn't make you go to Parrots. Man,
wow, Paris.
Paris, nigga.
I just moved away from there. I used to stay right next door. Every time I walk in my house, I drove past that place. I'm like, I think I'm D-boy and Adriana.
Oh my God.
Adriana got her ass beat there. Adriana, I love you. I'm just keeping it real.
I fell down, fuck my knee up there. Paris. I would get a ride from my house on in Central West End to go to fucking Parrots. What a loser. I am shamed. We really journeyed to go out and drink. We really journeyed far.
24, what's up? What's up, baby? We see you out here.
Pin him to the cross, motherfucker.
Pin him to the cross, 24. Pin him to the cross.
Blackspace.com. I said, this is mystical nigga from Blackspace.
Pin him to the cross. Motherfucking 24.
It's the bling bling 24. God is with him. Amen. Amen. Amen.
God. I love him.
A Amen, amen. Amen, amen. All right. Eating ass or nah? You ain't no bottom feeder?
Check me out.
Check me out. No, he get cool.
I'm going to say this for the people in the back. Hell no. Nah. Hell no. Nah. D-Boy, I know you eat ass. It's cool.
Sir, first off, that's a goddamn lie.
Check me out. I know D-Boy eat ass.
You a hot ass lie.
It's cool.
No,
a lot of people do.
No, sir.
24, the ass eater. 100%. You're the ass eater.
Oh, no. So,
I wish you was here with me right now. I pray to God I wanted you to come here right with me right now.
We can call his ass.
You know he's my best friend.
I know.
Okay.
I told him that's who's going to be today.
Check me out. If I ever get married, that's my right-hand man. Not my brothers, not nobody else. He's my right-hand man. My 100%.
I love y'all.
Him, NYC. You know who YC is?
Yeah.
Him, NYC. My number ones, okay? This nigga eat ass. You can lie until you don't.
He did all that to throw you under the bus. That's fucked up.
Pull up.
Is he a bottom feeder?
He is a bottom feeder. My nigga is a bottom feeder. I love him to death. But nigga, you be...
Ain't nothing like family, boy. No one throw you on the bus like family.
I'm not trying to throw you on the bus, but you under that motherfucker. I ran your ass over, nigga. I ain't throw you under that motherfucker. I ran your ass over.
You are a bottom feeder. Bottom feeder. Do you want her to spit or swallow?
Swallow my kids.
Hit with that gawk gawk. Boy, you even had that gawk gawk.
No, hold on. Check me out. I don't want her to swallow.
Uh-oh.
I don't want her to spit. I want her to gargle and swallow. Taste every bit of that shit. Taste the shit. I want you to gargle, then swallow. Both of them.
Nasty man.
24 said, I ain't never ate no booty. And if I did, it was an accident. No. No. That means you ate it. It doesn't matter. You fucked up right there. That statement fucked it all up. You fucked it up.
Manslaughter is still killing somebody. I'm just saying. Like, it's not first degree murder, but you still kill somebody. You manslaughter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But manslaughter, man, it happens to the best of us.
It happens. That's cool. I can't do like that because that's pussy. That's ass. You stepped that motherfucker right on in. Anyway, what's up?
That was 60 motherfucking shots brought to you by Big Stu Films.
Shot.
He made it through. He made it through 60 shots. He is the official connoisseur of Cognac Corner. All right, Paul. First, we're going to say the week that was. Give us the good and bad of your week that was.
This week?
Yeah. Some good. God, you scared the shit out of me. Boy, I was like, oh my God, are you shitting me? I thought I lost the audio from the last two episodes on the disc. It was in my fucking bag.
God damn.
I emptied it out at home, wasn't there. Emptied it out down here, wasn't there. And I feel in that motherfucker one more time. The little chip, I said, motherfucker, I get my life together because I be bullshitting. Yeah.
Shout out to TJ Graham. DJ TJ, Big Daddies.
Oh no!
And I was like,
this is why if you cheating, do not buy Apple shit.
If you cheating, do not have Apple. Because
catch
what?
Password, it will
I
catch
swear
you
to
up.
God, right now. Hold on. Check me out. Some people don't know about Apple. I swear to God, right now. I get in anybody's phone and tell them what time they've been somewhere and what time they left right now. If you have an Apple phone right now, I can get into your settings and tell you where you've been and where you left from. No, hands down. I bet anybody $100. I could show you where to go in the Apple phone and tell you everything. I know everything about a person with an Apple phone. Terrible. But anyway, I'm still Apple man. Shout out to Apple.
I'm an Apple man.
I'm an Apple man.
Fuck you, but I love you, daddy.
Fuck it.
So, what was your week that was and good news? Give me some good news, bad news. What we got?
Bad news is... I ain't got no bad news.
What's the week that was, man? Tell her how your week, man.
I work. Shout out to Rocket Food Mart. I work 12 plus hours a day. Every single day.
I think they should sponsor me so I can have boots.
Every single day.
I'm looking for partnerships for Cognac Corner.
We will sponsor you for the Cognac Corner.
I will send you a pitch deck and we can make this shit happen.
We need a poster, we need all that.
Yeah, I'll get you a nice little corner right there. So we can negotiate all this negotiable. All this product placement is negotiable.
Okay. So yeah.
All retail space. So anyway. Cognac motherfucking corner.
So yeah.
That was dope.
I just work and then I go out.
You give the people what they want.
I work and I'll go out. I go out and have fun with people because people know me. It sucks I'm not DJing much right now.
Yeah.
Because the epidemic.
We in 2020.
Because we in 2020 still, so.
Did you think when we was talking about 2020 vision and all this big shit in December 2019.
I did not know it was going to be like this.
That the vision we was going to see going to be blind.
This shit is dumb. This is like the worst 2020 ever.
Dog, 2020 was supposed to be dope. Just because it was a dope-ass day.
This is the worst year of my entire life.
First of all, we still alive. So let's get.
I'm still alive.
Yeah, because 200,000 people that ain't alive over some bullshit that could have been avoided.
Exactly.
Because somebody voted for my fucking goofball.
That's cool.
And doing that bullshit. Ugh, I'm fired up. All right, rest in peace. George Floyd, Aubrey Marbury, Breonna Taylor. How the fuck you paid me out?
Rest in peace, S.G.E. Breezy.
Yes.
St. Louis. Yes. Rest in peace, baby Huey.
Yeah. I love you. God, fuck 2020.
You are my motherfucking
Kobe.
Life.
God damn.
Rest in peace, Tyler, STL plug. I lost so many homeboys.
20 boys. Vicious.
Most people say, oh, I lost so many people in a 6 month period of time or a year period of time. I lost so many people in a 2 month period of time. Three of my homeboys in 2 months period of time. I had a happy birthday to SGE. I mean, a happy birthday to Breezy, happy birthday to baby Huey. It's your birthday that just passed. I love y'all. This is the worst year. 2020 is the worst year. Worst year. I love y'all.
Kobe did. Like,
Kobe.
Kobe, you know how great Kobe's going to be in his second life?
Like, if God said, I know everybody's name is in God's book, but Kobe?
Kobe. Girl dad, Kobe. God damn, they got Kobe. Fuck.
God damn.
Oh, fuck, man. God damn, they got Kobe. Kobe was going to be some dope. We were going to see Kobe.
Phenomenal.
Oh, we were going to see Kobe. Nip gone. Nip should be here, too. Kobe should still be here.
Nip gone.
Fuck. All right, we got to get back on the good foot.
Get back to the basics. So I know.
Whew. All right, put it on my tab. Any announcements you want to share with the audience, connoisseurs? What's going on with you? Where they can find you at? What you got coming up?
I got coming up. Okay, so I met a group. I'm going to tell you this. I need you to join my group. Okay, so I met a group called Floats and Hoes.
Uh-huh.
It's called Floats and Hoes, okay?
Uh-huh.
We went on a float trip.
Yeah.
Like in the beginning of this year, we had a float trip, and we expecting like about 100 people.
Uh-huh.
It came out to be 500, 600 people.
God
on
damn.
The float trip in Steelville, Missouri.
Yeah.
And I was the DJ. And her name is Krista, and she just they're phenomenal. It's called Floats and Hoes. It's on my Facebook. I share it every fucking day. It's called Floats and Hoes.
Yeah.
So we have a new event coming up for Halloween party.
Uh oh.
It's gonna be spontaneous.
Uh oh. Let's go.
Shout out to the Guttermans. Shout out to the Guttermans. I love the Guttermans. Yeah. Like, check me out. So I went there. I'm not gonna even lie to you, but I went on this. I've never been on a float trip in my life. Never been on a float trip. Okay, I'm black. I don't swim. I'm not getting in the water.
First, especially 2020. Like I've seen. No.
Okay.
Well, my black ass going through the woods with the white people.
With the white people
in 2020.
Not gonna happen.
I'm floating an AR-15 in my chest. We can go floating.
Sleep? Is there a hotel nearby? No, you're sleeping in a tent, nigga. You're sleeping in a tent. Crystal said, "Nigga, you're sleeping in a tent." I said, "God damn, a tent." So yeah. I slept in the tent. That was the best time of my fucking life.
Sleep of your life.
Yeah, I'm 35 years old. I probably was the only black person there.
I mean, you was the only coffee in that cream.
It was like 500. Check me out. It was like 500 white people there.
Yeah.
And then everybody loves me.
Yeah.
They all love me at the end of the show.
He's a cult leader.
It was the best time of my fucking life.
Right it was.
So we have a page on Facebook called Floats and Hoes.
Shoot it up. Floats and Hoes.
Floats and Hoes. Floats and Hoes. So we have a page on Facebook. So we got a Halloween party in O'Fallon. Because everybody says, let's do Folks and Homes part two. Let's do a part two. So we decided Halloween's coming up.
Yeah, on a Saturday, too.
Yes. So let's do a Folks
and Homes. In 2020. Yes. 2020 so trash that they gave, not only is the year fucked up, think how dope life would have been if it was regular 2020 and a Halloween on a Saturday. Oh, my. That's all money. I'd have put on the costume for that shit. I don't usually fuck around, but I would have fucked around on a Saturday on over Halloween. I'd be like, you know what? Fuck, I'm going to be somebody today. I'm Vin Diesel, motherfucker. Fast Furious.
Fuck yeah.
That's crazy. Nope. Not this 2020, bitch. This shit is, put your mask. Get your Gucci mask on. God damn. It's funny because it's true. I like that shit. What else you got?
What else I got?
Where they can find you at? Find you on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
You ready for a big announcement?
I got my applause ready. Let's go.
I've been in St. Louis so long. Shout out to all my DJs. Shout out to DJ Reese, DJ Artie. Shout out to all my DJs. DJ TJ, DJ Reese, DJ Artie. All my DJs. DJ Main, DJ everybody. Shout out to all my DJs in St. Louis. But I got to go. There is nobody progressing in St. Louis as a DJ. I have to go. There's no way I can stay here. So a month or less, I'll make my way to Jacksonville, Florida.
Jack and Kill is on the way.
So she's saying, shush, don't tell nobody. I got to tell. I mean, we keep it real here on the table.
On Cognac Corner.
We keep it real. So, yeah, I'm going to Jacksonville, Florida. Really soon. Real soon. I have to progress my career. I gotta go hustle, baby. Every day I'm hustling. So, they need a new DJ Khaled.
It's the one Paul Money.
Make your ass up. Be on Facebook, baby. Let's go.
That's dope. Congratulations, man. You gotta go.
Yeah, I gotta go.
Keep growing, man.
I'm gonna come back.
Home is always gonna be home.
I'm gonna come back.
LeBron went to Miami and he came home and won one.
Exactly.
So,
I'm gonna go to Jacksonville, start a new life.
Uh-huh.
I have to be a DJ, the black DJ Khaled, you know. I will be there. So, and now I'll come back next year for Floats the Hoes 2021. I'll be back because I made a family, so I have to join my family.
Yeah.
I'm always committed to what I do.
For sure.
So, yeah. So, I will be back. But right now.
Like DJ Pauly D, man. You always go, you know, Long Island. You got to be in Vegas and do shit.
Pauly D can't DJ, but.
He cannot. He's trash. That shit's horrible.
Ameristar,
garbage.
Trash. You're trash.
Garbage.
No transitions, no nothing. You're trash. Trash.
Yeah.
Anyway.
DJing is an art.
It's an art.
Like cut like a barber. That's an artist. Because somebody don't know what the fuck doing can fuck your shit up hard and quick.
Mm-mm.
All right. This is the part of the show where we talk about any recommendations or like albums, books, movies, things you into, you want to share with the audience. So what are you reading? What are you what's inspiring these days? What you doing? You're on your me time. You ain't being Mr. Nasty Man. What are you watching, listening to?
Well, I'm working.
I know you're working, but you gotta be. So you gotta decompress.
Working and sleeping.
And disconnect at some point.
And I listen to music, so I listen to all the hottest new music. So I mean,
the Big Sean hard, man.
The Big Sean is out. How the fuck you? This man is in my head.
I know.
I'm supposed to say that. The Baby, the new The Baby.
Double Platinum in 2020. 2020 double platinum, man.
Mm-mm.
Wow, it was a good album too. It was good. It was legit.
Yeah. Artist is sleeping on Vito. Mm-hmm. Vito, whatever his name is. But yeah, he's a dope ass artist too.
Yeah, for sure. I think for me, a lot of history pages on fucking YouTube. Man, knowing when you spend time learning the past, you know how the future gonna pan out. And you know how to interpret what you're going through. This shit ain't new. You're just going through, like, the newest version of old shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if we'd have lost World War II, we wouldn't be here. Our black ass would be in a situation. And it was close. But we forget about it because we didn't live it. Like, at some point, we're going to be old as motherfuckers about 2020. Oh. And our kids and grandkids be like, what the fuck you talking about?
Right.
What do you mean? Mass is part of life. I mean, nah. But like, they won't believe, like, we won't believe 1919. We wasn't there. Oh, they had this shit. Oh, they had the Spanish flu. Oh, they had mass too. We don't give a good goddamn. Right. But, you know, hopefully we live long enough to get old to say, damn, 2020 was fucked up.
2020 is the worst year.
Scarbox, but.
The worst year.
Now we're on these PJs, though.
Fuck.
Paul, you on your island? All right, I'm going to swing through. We're on my yacht. Is the port open? Good. I'm going to pull up.
Right.
I'm going to pull up.
2020 is that year, bro.
Pull up on the in the plane. I'm going to pull up. 2020 fucked up, but we made it through, guy. God made us
through.
We
made it.
God made us through. But you're going to do well in Jack and Kill, Florida. Jack and Kill going to do well.
Yep.
Good ass time.
Can I ask you a question?
Absolutely. Hit me up.
I'm scared of moving now. Why is it Jack and Kill?
You know why I say that.
My name ain't Jack, so it must have gonna kill me.
No, you know, look, Duval from Jacksonville.
Oh, okay.
So he always talks shit about it being Florida. And, you know, Charlamagne and Lil Duval best friends, whatever. So he always give Lil Duval shit talking about Jack and Kill Florida. Because he always said the craziest people in America in Florida are the Bronx.
Yep, I'm from the Bronx, yep. Breakfast Crew, shout out.
That shit is hilarious.
Hilarious.
That shit is so funny. It's everybody in Jacksonville said, oh man, Charlamagne be giving Florida the blues. But it ain't Charlamagne. Florida just a lot going on down there. Florida is.
It's a big ass state, so there's a whole lot of stories.
It's just so different, man.
All right.
It is so different, but God is good. Here we go. Let me get into you as a man, how you was raised, where you learned your game from. So, question is, where did you learn your game from as growing up? Taught you how to get to these women.
My big brother, rest in peace, D-Loke. I call him, his name is D-Loke. So Damian Blackman, he lost his life to the game.
Damn.
That's what happens when you live in St. Louis. This is another reason why I'm moving out. But yeah, he lost his life to the game. So yeah, shout out to D-Loke.
Absolutely.
I didn't have a father figure. I grew up without a father figure, so I mean, I grew up without a father, not a father figure.
Right.
I grew up without a father, so yeah, that was my next inspiration.
So, what kind of household environment did you grow up in?
I was good.
You was from St. Charles.
St. Charles. My mama is a shit.
Your mama gangster.
My mama got 9 kids.
Mama real
took
one.
Care of all of us.
Your mama real one. Your mama is real one.
Everybody's like, oh, my mama's a shit. I love your mamas. Everybody got the best mama in their heart. But my mama had 9 kids by her fucking self. And she's a shit. So
my mama bust your mama's ass.
That's what I
say
about my own God. My mama's a shit. I love everybody's mama, but my mama is a shit.
My mama will bust your ass.
Yes, yes. I don't see her enough right now, and she still lives in St. Louis, but I still don't see her enough right now because I work so fucking much. Yeah. But I talk to her. She knows she the shit.
In high school, what table did you sit at? Your cool ass. The cool table. Your cool ass.
Justin Brown, Cody Litteris.
Oh, it's like,
Justin Beach.
Oh,
we was
no.
The cool niggas in high school. Let them know. We were in St. There wasn't many black people in St. Charles High.
You don't say.
So we had them snow.
Especially not doing that.
So
time.
If you sat at our table with us, we had them snow bunnies.
Oh,
so
no.
Yes, we had the cool table. Yes, we was at the cool table. I was at the cool table. It's cool.
Shit. As a young adult, what was your perspective and approach to dating and sex?
As a young adult?
As a young adult. So when I met your raggedy ass back then, what was your approach and perspective on dating and sex?
I didn't care. Fuck bitches get money.
Ah, no.
That was my perspective. I just, how many bitches can I fuck this week? That's what
fuck
I...
That bitch.
Fuck
that bitch. Hey. Fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch.
Bitch. So yeah, fuck bitches get money. That's all I thought about. That's all I care about.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling.
Every day I'm hustling. There it is. All right, what's the next question? KanyeCorner.com.
KanyeCorner.com.
What would you tell your younger self now?
What would I tell my younger self now?
Oh, shit.
If you're young right now and you tuned in, I'm going to tell y'all this, too. Wrap it up.
Mm.
That's all I got to say. Wrap it up.
All playing bees. Wrapping up is the, they don't
always agree with the plan.
Yeah, so wrapping up is the correct
way.
They
will trap you into not taking that plan B.
Yeah.
So just wrap it up.
I'm on
birth control.
Lift your tongue up. Swallow. Treat that motherfucker like a hostage.
Please. Wrap it
up. Here, drink this. Open your mouth.
There's a thousand things I could have answered to that fucking question. As far as financially, as far as all this, as far as anything, okay? Mm-hmm. There's a thousand questions I could answer to that question. Let me tell you guys one thing. You could be financially stable.
Yeah. Tell it.
But your kids take all your fucking money.
I'm gonna let you know.
I'm stuck in St. Louis right now. I might have money. I'm not a broke ass nigga. I'm definitely not a broke ass nigga.
You definitely
make money. These kids take every fucking penny.
I'm in a rough time.
Penny you got. these kids take every penny. I don't care if this I can have this today and have this tomorrow. I would be a rich man if I had no kids right now.
Oh, I know. I know.
I would live in a mansion.
I know.
I would live in a mansion right now.
I'm like, we at Paul kids. Money Studios. Another episode of Kanye
I would
Corner.
definitely live in a mansion right now. If I had no fucking kids. I love my kids. I love them.
I'm like, sir, I'm at your gate. Could you let me in, please? I'm at the gate.
My kids is the shit.
Okay, your kids are dope. You do a good job.
Anyway.
Hit y'all with the motherfucker. He's like P Valley. Down in the dirty with the girls get naked. you ain't never lied. Yeah, wrap it up. That's it. That's clean as fuck. He gave y'all a bonus PSA.
My son is going to get on here and say, I'm your best creation.
And you damn right. You better tell him. PSA, wrap it up.
He said, I'm your best creation. You definitely are. You is. Shy Money. Shout out to Shy Money. He my best creation. Fuck it. You is. You did that. You did that. God damn.
Wrap it up. So, what lessons have you learned, and what are you looking for now?
Lessons I've learned. I learned every single lesson that you can throw at me. I've been through everything. Everything. I've been through everything. I'm 35 years old. I've been through everything. I've seen everything. I've been through everything. Name it, I've been through it. Ain't nothing you done that I haven't done.
All the facts. No lies been told. I wasn't there for all of it, but I got invited to a lot of it. I said, he out here going for gold. He going for the gusto. He going to make all his time count.
Right.
I remember the time he had a birthday party at, this was with Tony. I remember she was there. Her little curly hair ass. I remember her from high school. And she came back. I said, damn, she got swollen. She got swollen in her colon. I said, good God damn. I said, ooh, I would never. But God bless Paul, because he's a god amongst men.
Was a whole lot of ass.
Ooh, boy, you paid for it dearly. That was a Ferrari. You paid that. Hey, shortage is premium. I'm your ass.
I'm 100% ass, man. That was a whole lot of ass.
Man. If it was an Instagram back then, she had a page, I probably would have followed. And I'd be mad. I'd be like, why am I on here? I know who she really is, but... Boop, boop. All right, we're going to move on. So that's the lessons you learned. So what are you looking for now as a spouse? So all those lessons you learned.
After all the lessons I learned, right now I'm looking for that cuss word that starts with a W. So I'm going to move to Florida. Hopefully, I get married to somebody and have a wife. That's the cuss word.
Yeah, that is a cuss word.
But I'm getting old.
Yeah.
And I never believed in marriage. But everybody getting married and everybody happy. So I want to do something, too. I want to be happy. So I want to experience marriage before I die. You know? Okay, so I'm with the married chick. I thought that kind of sat real different on my stomach. I feel like I'm the second married nigga. Like I'm the back burner of the married niggas. You know what I'm saying? But. I still don't know how I feel about that right now. But
you're number two, but you're number one.
I'm number two, but I'm number one.
Yeah. She wrapped up in the business, a bad contract.
Right, right.
She's making music on the underground. Right. Country. But yeah, she in a bad contract.
Yep.
But she really, when she get out of it, this is who she really is. Yeah, it's a bad contract.
Yep.
But she's still a great talent. And still making good music.
Number one in the talent show, baby.
In the studio. Yeah, I make good music.
Number one. Number one. You got the number one record, baby.
Y'all making hits after hit. Mm-hmm. After motherfucking hit. You hear me?
Swear to God.
So what are the four pillars of a successful relationship? Four pillars. The four things that make a... What's the four foundation cornerstones of a relationship?
Honesty.
Uh-huh.
Communication.
Yep.
Love.
Uh-huh.
Trust.
Oh, yep. I'm with you. I think my eyes are communication, trust.
Respect. I mean, but yeah.
Communication, trust, sex, flexibility.
That's nasty. What the fuck did flexibility come from? That's not even.
No.
I've never heard that answer.
No.
Never,
flexibility.
Never. 35 years. Think about her next flexibility.
No, sir. No, in her thinking, in her approach and perspective on life.
My bad. I thought you was.
No.
My bad.
No, I wasn't talking about her. I was not talking about her ability to take it as shit. No, I was not.
I thought you were talking about. Like,
no, Mr. Nasty Man. You made yourself guilty.
But don't fucking say sex before sexability. I mean, let's say sexability.
Sexability. That's not even a fucking word. yeah, that's how I got. That's how 24 melts.
Don't say sex before flexibility, because I put those two together. So that's what happened.
That's a you problem. That's not me. Nobody else said it, but you. Sexability. What the fuck is that word?
I love that. That's my new shit. I'm using that shit. That's my new shit. Sex. You got
on Cognac Corner. Sexability. Y'all watching? You watching the magic happen?
Hey, baby, you got the sexability.
Oh my god.
Sexability. Oh, okay. So, what's your four? One more time. The four qualities. I mean, four.
Love, trust.
Love, trust.
Communication.
Communication.
I don't remember either. I named five, and I don't remember the last two.
The last two, because you threw the extra. I said, nigga, I said four. You gave me five. You gave me the last two. Right. Well, we ain't playing a motherfucking spade. We be fucked up. How many books you get? God damn it, we got to start doing this shit. All right, what qualities in the mate are realistic? So the qualities in a woman you feel that are realistic to have. Like, I have expectations that you might like to read books. You might not. You might listen to books. Oh, like, you got, what's the qualities you look for in a woman that's realistic?
Not physical.
Yeah, like, not physical, but character-wise. We know you like asses and shit. We know you're the ass man.
I love asses.
But I like an ass with the proper thighs,
but
hips.
Fuck me
I
up.
Throw it all away.
My girl right now don't have no ass.
Isn't that funny? Isn't that ironic?
She got an ass, but she ain't got an ass.
Right. She got an ass, but
she got like an ass with a capital A, lowercase ss, not that capital ASS. You know what I'm saying?
Like, she got a foreign, well, like entry level foreign. Yeah, right? She got a Beamer, but it ain't like an M3.
She ain't got no 24s on that motherfucker.
She got some 20s, but they clean.
you got some 20s, but they clean.
Swear to God. The best sex I had was women you would never guess. They look regular as a motherfucker, do regular shit, and them motherfuckers bust down.
Bust down.
You get these bad bitches, you get them when it's go time. That's some bullshit. But that motherfucker regular, motherfucking comfortable, Birkenstock wearing shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that regular motherfucker, a regular comfortable, regular person, the MCM, none of that regular, just regular, will fuck your life up.
Damn.
I've done some research. Every time. Them regular bitches, they just go to work, love their life, they take care of their kids, they quiet, low-key. Man, they give you the best shit of your life. These motherfucking high-performance hoes that look great on the gram and double-tap, all that shit. When it's go time, you be like, really, bitch? Are you serious?
That's all?
It's some bullshit. You know, you're right. Hey. I played myself.
Are you done?
Congratulations. You played yourself. I said, you know.
Are you done?
You live and learn.
Are you done? that's how y'all bitches be. Are you done? Bitch, no, I just
are you
started.
Serious? This is what the fuck you doing? Oh my God. Mm. I almost told him myself. Damn, God, I'm glad I caught that.
Glad you caught it.
Because I almost told him my whole self.
TJ, the shot for you, baby.
So what's the quality you look for in a woman that's realistic?
Realistic quality.
Yeah.
I can't answer that question.
That's what's the quality that you have in a woman that has your attention now? What's the qualities about her that really
keeps you? She has kids. She a good mom. I mean,
yeah, I had like,
because I'm 35 years old, so 101%, I'm going to say 99% of chicks that I fuck with, they have kids. So as long as you're a good mom to your kids and you take care of your shit, I mean, you straight, bro. You straight in my book.
Yeah, yeah, hang out, you vibe well, you have a good conversation.
I mean, yeah, yeah, we vibe well, we have a good conversation. But yeah, I mean, I fuck with my best friend. So, I mean, we can't go back there. She know my downfall. She know my uprise.
That rhythm, yeah, rhythm's good. Rhythm is important. You don't have a good rhythm of like back and forth. Like that's why I could never date my sign, because I know I'm an ass. I need somebody that sort of is okay to let. I need someone to pull my chain back, because I'm gonna get loose.
And people are saying, "Oh, but she was with your last girlfriend right before her for 6 years."
Man, you got no business who said that. That's rude.
But yeah, I was with her for 6 years. I don't even know what happened with our 6 years.
You was there. What do you mean you know what happened?
Mm-hmm. That vibe wasn't there.
So why would you make it last so long?
Exactly. I think
it's I know you was still doing shit on the side.
And I knew this was about to come up.
So, I didn't do
this. Because this is fresh to me.
Yeah.
You don't know, because you don't know me like that.
Yeah. We've been out of sync in a minute. Like that,
yeah. Okay? So yeah, I've been with the chick. I was with the chick for 6 years before the girl I'm with now. Mm-hmm. 6 fucking years. And the girl I'm with now, I knew her for 13 years. Mm-hmm. We're going to be fucking with her for like 3-4 months. So it's fresh, fresh.
Yeah, yeah, fresh, fresh. Yeah, fresh, fresh in 2020. Y'all really, there's something special there. Because the motherfucker be fucking around with something new in 2020. You motherfuckers brave.
Fresh, fresh. So anyway, yeah. I mean, I think it was more of the comfortability.
I would say the familiarity. There you go. Familiar shit wins. Especially now, like, it's cool to plow new territory.
So why the fuck was you with her so long? If you didn't fucking love her, you didn't fucking do this and blah, 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 blah. I think I was just comfortable.
Sometimes you stay in hell because you know the street signs. You know you in hell, but you stay there because you know the street signs.
And the whole 6 years, I was not faithful because that part of me was uncomfortable. So
damn it, that other part helped the 6 years continue. But guess what? If you wasn't doing that extra shit, you probably would have broke up with her sooner.
Yes.
But because you was able to get that part of yourself satisfied.
Right.
And you was feeling wanted, desired, you was feeling valued, you was giving everything you was not getting where you was laying your head was working. Yes. And that's how it is, man. Ain't no shit better than shit you ain't supposed to be doing.
Yes.
And it's just crazy. Like it's baffling. It's just fucking baffling. So you almost like the trick is to find somebody that can satisfy a little bit of both.
Right.
If your woman, if you ain't like got a little bit of fear that your mom, your woman might fuck somebody around you, she ain't for you. I know she won't because we got a vibe, but like, I know she could because she that high quality. Like Jay-Z know Beyonce can fuck anybody.
Right.
And he cheated on her. But she could check that fucking call. What you going to do? You can't beat that. And you tried.
And I commit. And just like me, I'm not saying I'm a Jay-Z, but San Luis, bitch, I'm Jay-Z.
Jigga man.
In San Luis, bitch, I'm Jay-Z. So I can fuck anybody, bitch. I swear to God, put your bitch in the room with me 5 minutes. I swear to God, I'll bang the brakes.
Oh, no.
I'll beat the brakes out of her. Oh, God.
Oh, no.
You got me spitting this shit.
I got him gassed up.
Put me in the room with any of y'all bitches. Oh, but anyway, back to what I was saying.
Back to Rachel's program.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Back to the show.
That's my new name, the Jay-Z of San Luis, nigga.
But if you don't have a woman that you don't feel that way about it, she should be your woman.
Yeah.
I want that. That's gonna keep me in check. But I'm not, cause I still want you now.
Right.
Cause I love the thing that felt like I'm gonna keep, fucking. Hey, if she don't put a little bit of fear in your heart, she ain't worth shit. Ain't gonna work. I need you to give me some fear. I want to believe you might still kill me in my sleep.
And then I'm gonna call her my 6 year though. I'm not gonna put her name out there. Mm-hmm. My 6 years, she always thought she was right here and I was right here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want to compete with you. I want to build with you. That's a whole difference.
Your team. Get money. Hey, we go get money. Them boys fresh, but they not this stunning. When I walk by, even smell like money. Dope man cream, not a damn stain. Not a damn stain. Woo! I'm back in the building. I got my tunes back, motherfuckers. Yeah, I agree 1,000%. Like, I want you to want me, not need me.
Yeah.
I want you to have your own friends, your own ambitions, your own goals. I want you to be getting celebrated for some shit. I just walk in and say, that's my baby right there.
Right. When we was together, you had no friends. But now that we're not together, now all my friends are your friends. Your
friends. I just thought about that. That is the honest to God truth.
Oh, we had a revelation. Did we touch on something? Did we figure something out?
When we was together?
Uh-huh.
She had no friends.
Uh-huh.
She don't go out.
Right.
She don't do nothing. She's a housewife.
Uh-huh. I've been there.
That's not married.
Yeah.
A housewife is not married. Once we not together no more, outside.
Oh, shit.
She outside with my friends.
Oh, no.
I see the snakes in the grass, but it's cool. I'm not even mad. Y'all can hang out with her. I love everybody. I want everybody to be happy and be together and be
all
satisfied.
Love
it's
and
cool.
War, it's always consequences.
It's cool. Just know there's a... Everybody has two. There's a devil and an angel on my shoulder. That devil telling me, this nigga, look at this nigga. He's with your bitch last night. I don't have her. I don't care. I share hoes. I share them.
It's for the community.
Community.
I'm a philanthropist. I'm giving back.
Yes, I got community dick.
Oh, shit.
My community dick been to her, so you can have her. So no. What's up, make her?
Oh no.
Cognaccorner.com. Shout out to my nigga Artie's motherfucking J. Artie J, I love you. Artie J, let me tell you something, okay? Since he just popped up on my screen, I learned how to.
What's wrong?
Hey.
This is Podcast Poppy. Thanking you for listening to part one of this episode. Tune back in next week for the conclusion. Real conversations with real people about love, sex, and relationships, all fueled by cognac.
Hey, how you doing? Hey,